With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. An empty boat running in circles has led to a search in a Lac des Flambeaux reservation lake. Lac des Flambeaux police say Thursday night at 8:21 p.m. a report came in of an unoccupied boat running in circles on Whitefish Lake. The person who called in helped first arriving officers out to the scene in their boat. They confirmed the boat was empty but could not find anyone in the water. Further investigation led to the identity of the person believed to be operating the boat, who was confirmed to be missing. Emergency workers from a number of agencies have been helping in the search. The boat was secured to prevent the risk of injury to searchers. Iron County and the town of Saxon received $375,000 in federal funding to stabilize Saxon Harbor. WXPR's Katie Thorison reports.
The 2016 floods wiped out Saxon Harbor. It was rebuilt in the years that followed to withstand that level of flooding, though some sections still need work. Iron County Forest Administrator Eric Peterson says they've continued to lose another 10 to 15 feet of shoreline in the years since the flood.
The erosion effect there is threatening, or will be threatening, Harbor Drive very soon.
The Saxon Harbor Lake Superior Shoreline Restoration Project is meant to halt that erosion. The plan is to continue riprap west of the Saxon Harbor facility along Harbor Drive to stabilize 500 feet of shoreline. The $375,000 in federal direct congressional spending will cover 75% of the project. $42,000 is coming from Wisconsin Coastal Management. Remaining costs will be covered by Iron County, the town of Saxon, or with in-kind work. Peterson says they got the Coastal Management grant last year. They've been waiting to see what would happen with the direct congressional funding.
Now that that has been finalized, I'll start working with Wisconsin Emergency Management and FEMA to get that federal funding process rolling. We should be in design and in planning here. I'm hoping by like November we would have that, maybe December have that stuff wrapped up, and then construction would be next summer.
Saxon Harbor is a 93-slip marina with 79 seasonal slips and 14 transient ones for boaters off Lake Superior. It's also considered a harbor of refuge by the Army Corps of Engineers. This means it is open and available for boaters to get in off the lake in bad weather or in an emergency situation. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Siren enthusiasts from all over will be gathering north of Rhinelander Saturday. The 7th annual SirenCon will be held at Camp Tosomas on Spider Lake Road. The SirenCon website says SirenCon was started in 2020 as a means for siren enthusiasts across the world to get together and share their interest in outdoor warning devices. The Pine Lake Fire Department wanted to let people know in case they live in the area and hear sirens during the day on Saturday. The fire department says the event showcases different manufacturers and types of warning sirens for emergency use, whether it be for cities, towns, camps, and more. The fire department also noted that on Monday, June 1st, sirens at the camp will also be tested. Working families and retirees in Wisconsin say they don't have the ability to absorb financial hits from ever-rising health care, grocery, and gas prices. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Joined by State Senator Jeff Smith, Eau Claire community members recently came together at a roundtable hosted by Opportunity Wisconsin to discuss the personal impacts of the affordability crisis. Retired veteran John Sterling says gas prices in his area have increased by nearly $2 per gallon, and costs for groceries are also substantially higher. Sterling explains 47% of his fixed income goes toward paying for housing. He says every extra dollar he has to spend cuts deep into his budget.
I'm in a nutrition situation right now. Eventually this is going to catch up to me and I'm going to be homeless. And the VA won't do squat for me until I'm actually homeless.
Sterling says the Veterans Rental Assistance Program was helping him cover housing costs, but he's unable to reach them now. According to their automated phone system, a record number of requests for assistance have resulted in all funds being exhausted. The state also closed Veterans Housing and Recovery Program facilities in Chippewa Falls and Green Bay. In response, the legislature passed two bills this year to help create a new state matching grant program to assist homeless veterans. State Senator Jeff Smith Smith says he's deeply concerned about the political gridlock preventing cost relief measures for Wisconsin residents. He stresses how politics are impacting local affordability and access to essential services.
It's frustrating, and when we have Ann Orton representing this particular district and either hiding or just embracing what Trump does, that is something we should all be alarmed about, that we have a Congress that has decided to give up their power and allow what's going on right now in this country.
A spokesperson for Representative Derek Van Orden's office argues he consistently engages constituents across Wisconsin's 3rd District and supports policies that put money back into the pockets of Wisconsin taxpayers. Van Orden helped pass a federal law that reduces taxes for working families and eliminates federal income taxes on up to $25,000 in both tips and overtime. Those provisions are set to expire in 2028. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
Democrat Gretchen Whitmer has backtracked on an earlier comment about running for president in 2028, saying she has nothing to announce. The Michigan governor is term limited and will be leaving office at the end of this year. For months, she has offered only cautious answers about her political future. But on Thursday, she told a television station she will not be one of the people running for president in 2028. Speaking later at Michigan's annual Mackinac Policy Conference, Whitmer said she should know better than to say she won't run for an office. She added, never say never. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.